In a 5-4 ruling, U.S. Supreme Court justices paved the way for all same-sex couples to be able to marry anywhere in the country. In Columbus, same-gender couples received marriage licenses for the first time. We were there and have this story.
I need you guys to go ahead and look over all this information, make sure everything's spelled correctly.
Less than an hour after the Supreme Court decision, a Franklin County probate court worker places a marriage license and other documents before Jimmy Beal and Mindy Ross. Beal and Ross are the first Franklin County lesbian couple to receive a marriage license. They're well known at the county probate office. Every Valentine's Day for the past 7 or 8 years, they've gone downtown to ask for a license, only to be denied. But today, after 14 years as a couple, they get one.
Thank you.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Have a great day.
The couple says the close ruling, 5-4, doesn't dampen their excitement.
As long as it passed, that was the most important thing.
It is. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they say it's a right and we're entitled to protection. Those are key. A whole lot of other pieces like workplace protection can follow now. It's big.
Gay couples can marry in a majority of states, but today's ruling means the remaining 14 states in the South and Midwest will have to stop enforcing bans and recognize same-sex marriages. Ross says she finally feels like her relationship is validated, and now she says she can rest easy knowing there are fewer legal hurdles for them as a couple.
Legitimacy, acceptance, freedom to some extent, you know, that we're protected. We don't have to worry about all those different protections like we were talking about before. We're a protected class now.
Across the street from the courthouse, supporters of same-sex marriage and members of Equality Ohio gathered to celebrate the ruling. A large white sign with the handwritten word weddings had been placed under a tree. Several ordained ministers showed up to offer nuptials for couples who wanted to get married right away. Equality Ohio Executive Director Elizabeth Holford soon arrived, megaphone in hand, reading part of Justice Anthony Kennedy's ruling.
It asks for equal dignity in the eyes of the law. The Constitution grants them that right.
Nearby stands King Avenue United Methodist Church Reverend John Keeney, a proponent of same-sex marriage in a denomination staunchly divided over the issue. He holds blessings for same-gender couples at his church.
It's a great day for community. It's a great day for Ohio that same-gender couples can marry and bring that stability to our neighborhoods and our communities that married couples bring naturally to a society.
But not everyone was pleased with the ruling. Governor John Kasich expressed his disappointment to the Dayton Daily News. He told the paper that he feels that marriage is between a man and a woman. But he said the high court's decision will be followed. They've made their decision and we just move on, he said. Some, though, do not intend to move on. Appearing on All Sides with Ann Fisher today, Charles Tassel of the group Citizens for Community Values vowed to continue the fight against gay marriage.
It's a complete travesty, and just like Roe v. Wade, it'll kick off a whole other national battle, and we'll continue to oppose anything but one man, one woman as definition of marriage.
And Phil Burris with the same group added that the fight isn't over.
We'll be asking questions of every candidate that's running for any office on whether or not they believe in life of the unborn and also a natural marriage. And if they're wrong on either one of those issues, you know, we will oppose them. And if they're right, we will support them.
But today, Jimmy Beal's not thinking about another fight. Beal's mind is on what she can finally call her partner, Mindy Ross.
Wife. You know, up to this point in time, it's been like, what do you call her? Well, and people say she's my friend. She's more than my friend. So to have a, you know, like that's a legal term, to have a wife.
Mandy Trimble, WOSU News.